Okay. Hopefully this works. My headphones are failing me. And I really just need to get this first part done on the way to the gym. And then I can do the rest. Oh, crap. Well, still recording. Okay, so day one, I definitely was going to do the carnivore diet, but the more I read and the more I watched, the less I was convinced that that was an okay way to eat. And not that I think that you can't eat that way and get results, because I definitely believe that if you restrict any one of the macros, you're going to see weight loss. With, I mean, you know, carbs is sort of up for debate just because of its effect on the body and all that good stuff. But I just, eating like that solely for a month straight just makes me a little bit nervous. And I don't really want, I don't eat that much red meat anyway. So it just seems like eating, you're either going to spend a lot to eat red meat consistently, or you're going to spend a lot to buy a crap ton more chicken or whatever other meat you're going to be eating, to make up for that. Cause obviously beef is, for me anyway, it's more satiating than any of the other proteins. So that would have an effect. And I just don't eat that much. I'll eat steak occasionally. And there are, you know, months where I'll have like 3 or 4 steaks in a month. But that's very rare for me. I just kind of get the craving for it, and then it goes away and it doesn't come back for a while. So with that said, I'm going to do more of like a keto approach to it. So while I do plan on eating more meat than I normally would, I don't think that I'm going to just eat meat. I just think that I love avocados and, you know, lettuce and things like that too much to just really give those up. And on the flip side is that, you know, this would be my first time really going on a diet while working from home, whereas I won't have as much access to the foods that were kind of derailing me prior to this particular instance. So I think that's going to help. Keto works. I know it works. So knowing that keto works, I'm fully confident that carnivore lifestyle is doable. I think that it's kind of a double-edged sword. On one end, it's super simplistic. It's going to be the easiest diet that you would ever follow, because just eat meat. That's pretty simple. But that is also why it would be very difficult, because, you know, we're all raised and brought up on, you know, eating sides and things like that. So not only are you saying that you're not going to eat any carbs, but you're also saying that you're not going to eat any vegetables, which is a carb as well, but you get what I'm saying. It's just very hard to say that, okay. And then to tell people, that was one of the biggest things I struggled with, what with keto, is telling people don't eat fruit, you know, don't eat all vegetables. Like, that's never in the history of diets ever been a thing that people have said. So for it to be the thing now, it's kind of like, wow, that's a big shock. So to go one step further and say even, you know, all fruits and vegetables are just off the table, it's very difficult for me. Now, what do I think that there, I will have meals that are totally just meat? Absolutely. But my focus is going to be more so to eliminate carbs, the keto way, I guess. Like, I'm not going to cut out, like, I'll eat broccoli and I'll eat avocados and things like that, but you know, I'm not going to eat the the more carby vegetables, I guess, for lack of a better term. But I was trying to read that. I made it to the gym now. So day one, you know, I've only had one meal. Oh, that was the other thing. So I've eaten once. I had two hamburger patties and three eggs. I've also started taking a bunch of supplements. So I say a bunch. It's really, they're all centered around the same thing, which is improving my gut health. So there's like, which cayenne, I think that's like a metabolism thing. So I'm taking that. I'm taking activated charcoal, which is sort of like supposedly it traps toxins and, you know, helps your body push those out and things that the body wouldn't normally want to try and metabolize anyway. And then I'm taking a probiotic. There's a multi-enzyme supplement, and then there's a probiotic supplement, and then there's a probiotic enzyme supplement. So those will kind of all be in rotation with each other that I'll be taking. And there's something else. There's a green tea extract that I'm taking. So I'm just taking all this stuff, and it's all Walmart brand for the most part. I got a couple of things from GNC, but I just want to see what kind of effect they have on my body for the next 30 days. I can already tell you it makes me poop more, which is okay. I don't think pooping is bad. I think that the more pooping you do, generally, I think, you know, the less of that stuff you're keeping in you. So that's always a good thing, to get that out. Now, I know on keto, once, because right now, you know, I went ham last night. I ate a whole box of, like, what do you call those Magnum ice cream bars? They had, like, the six-pack. Ate one of those, ate some candy. Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do this hardcore. So I'm just going to get all these little cravings out of the way now. So I just went ham. And I had nachos. I made that stupid fake cheese that Velveeta sells that I love. I grew up on. So I just did all that. So I know I'm just loaded up on carbs right now. So, but I'm cutting all that out to do this keto diet. And I'm very committed to it at this time. I know things change, but my goal is to stay keto for these first 30 days. Hardcore OD, don't have any stupid carbs. You know what I mean? And then in a month, we'll see what kind of progress I've made, if any. And because I do think that the more often you go on and off of a keto diet, the harder it becomes for your body to want to do it each time. Because I think the first time I did it, I freaking dropped weight fast. And the last time I did it, it was a little bit more difficult. I had like the more of the keto flu symptoms and things like that. So this go around, I'm going to be super hydrated. I'm going to be high sodium, just in my foods and things like that. No, straight water. I'm not doing anything besides water. Well, coffee, I guess, but... you know, I got my coconut oils and things like that, but I really just want to just go hardcore keto, as keto as I can. It's going to be higher protein probably just because of my grocery shopping this last weekend. I spent most of it, 'cause I was like carnivore. And then I started reading it, and that Sean Baker dude that everybody's so hyped on, I just don't know that this guy is as legit as people make him sound. Because he's a doctor, people are giving him a pass, and I don't think he deserves it. One, he looks like a nut. Like, he just looks nutty. And then he starts talking about getting his license revoked and all that stuff. I'm like, nah, man, you got too many things working against you for me to just take you at your word on a diet that you've never even done blood work on. Like, I understand that any diet that's restrictive is going to benefit a certain portion of the population. And he's very much of the, you know, just try it if you want. I'm not telling you what you should do. He's not pushing it on people. He's just showing, you know, because you take that stance so that if shit hits the fan, you can have plausible deniability and all of that stuff. But I think people are eating that way. Like, just, and I understand vegetables have, you know, everything's made with the extra shit that you don't or shouldn't be eating. I get all that. But, you know, I just think that that guy's a little bit of a kook. And maybe it's just his demeanor. But the way his hair, he's got like the Homer Simpson hair. And all of that just bothers the shit out of me. So I'll continue to read on it. And like I said, I'll probably have meals that are carnivore-esque, like just a big fat ass steak, you know what I mean? But aside from that, I don't know. We'll just kind of play it by ear, I guess. But I'm at the gym, so I'm going to do like an official podcast when I get home and kind of talk about my plans and my weight and all of that kind of stuff. So we'll be back in a little bit. All right, so we're gonna do keto for 30 days. That's the game plan. At least 30 days to start. So strict keto. Just gonna kind of try. Now, I've already kind of messed myself up because I have friends that might be coming through next weekend, so I'm gonna have to figure out how to stay keto with friends in town, which is almost impossible because they're gonna want to eat good stuff and drink good stuff, and so I don't know. That just might be like my false start. Like, I might just, you know, have a good time and then get back on it. So I don't know. Preferably I wouldn't do hardly any damage and just kind of, you know, stick to the things that would keep me in or along the lines of keto. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So day one, it's July 16th, and I was keto all day, so I think I already talked about lunch. I was really hungry when I got done today with the workout, so I ended up eating, I baked some chicken wings and tossed those in like a hot wing sauce, you know, low carb and just hot. But that wasn't enough. So then I mixed some tuna with some like ranch or something fatty, and had that to kind of kill my appetite. So that definitely did the trick. I'm good and feel fat and happy. So we're good for today. Now, after my workout, I was 335 pounds. So that's my starting weight for the keto diet, is what I'm going with. I was like 337 this morning. Now, like I said, that's coming off a weekend where I just kind of killed it and, you know, definitely packed on the water weight. So hopefully we'll be coming down pretty regularly to start. And then figure it out from there. So, but that's my plan, to just come in every day and kind of report on my weight and how I'm feeling. I can already tell that I haven't had carbs today because there's like a slight, just the remnants of just a, or now I don't know if remnants is the right word, but just you could just feel like the beginnings of a headache. Just that light, you know, knock at the door, let you know, hey, it's wanting to come here. So I think I took out my supplements, but I forgot that I do have potassium and magnesium in the cabinet, so I'm definitely going to take a couple of those tonight and then a couple tomorrow, just to kind of get my system built up on that as well, because, you know, keto flu is real. I've experienced it, and I want to avoid it altogether, so I'm going to
hydrate a lot, and I'm going to take all my supplements and just really work on loading my body up with these supplements and seeing how my body reacts to them. So, but that's that. So that's today, the 16th, 3:35. Goal weights, I guess we could probably talk about goals. As far as goals go, primary goal is just to lose fat. Like, I'm not, like, I'm working out and all of that, but I just really want to get rid of the excess fat. Like, I'm not so much concerned. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to look nice. I want to look like I work out and all that stuff, but I'm more concerned with just, like, eradicating all the fat in my, you know, abdominal area and, you know, my trunk. I just want to get rid of all of that. And if this diet will help me do that, then I want to stick to it. I really, you know, in a perfect world, I do keto forever because I know that it works and I know that it keeps the inflammation down. And I'm not like an athlete anymore. You know, I work out and stuff, but I'm not going to be in any sort of situation where, like, I need carbohydrates to, you know, I'm not playing football. I'm not doing any of those things that require me to be, you know, because that's always a knock on keto is that, oh, it's not good for athletes. Well, I'm not an athlete. This is me trying to make a lifestyle change so that I can live a really long time. And, you know, part of that is, you know, getting that fat from around your organs, you know. And it's just something that I really want to be passionate about and I want to work towards. So that's what I'm going to do. And now my goal weight, right now I would say my goal weight ever since I started working out again, and this has been 4 or 5 years now, it's about 280. 280 I feel like would be a good weight for me to sit at. Now I think that once I get to 280, I may decide, okay, this, I feel too small, but that's because I haven't been 280 since, you know, my sophomore year of college, which would have been in 2007 or 8, so long time ago, you know. But I think that I have seen enough people do it to know that it's possible. And if I just maintain it, I think the odds are in my favor just because of me working from home now. And I'm in New Orleans, so I'm not exactly, you know, I'm just not exactly, I don't have a ton of friends. I want to go partying every weekend, all that kind of stuff. So I'm in the perfect environment to really crack down on my diet. I just have to have the mental capacity, the mental fortitude, the willingness to just stick it out and not give in to those cravings and things. Long enough to see the results, because I've seen them before and I know that if I stick to it, I can definitely, I mean, my first goal, my initial goal is to get to 300. So that's 35 pounds. I can get to 300. I can get to 315 in 2 weeks, honestly, on the keto diet. But it's just, what happens is your brain starts to tell you, you've done enough. You know, pat on the back, have something with some carbs in it. You know, your brain just really starts to trick you. So, I'm gonna, you know, ride this wave until I hit that first wall, and then I'm just gonna have to appreciate that is a wall, and that I am in this for the long run, and, you know, that wall can't or won't stand forever, and I just have to stay consistent. So that's my plan. And checking in every night, I think, will be beneficial as well. Just to kind of get those thoughts out of my head, and you know, talk about what's going on. So that's my plan, to kind of update this every day with my weight after. I should go post-workout. Now, some days I may go, like, first thing in the morning and go off of that weight depending on how everything was the day prior, because it's weird working out after work. So normally You know, my previous jobs, I've been able to get up first thing, go work out, come home and go to work. And I guess technically I could do that now, since I work from home. But since I'm on the 6 a.m. shift, I think that would be really painful to get up at. I mean, if it takes me 15 minutes to get there, 15 minutes to get back, it's going to take me, you know, 15, 20 minutes to get showered. So you're talking hours just travel time. So that's already 5 a.m. And then the actual time in the gym would be about an hour. So that's 4 a.m. So I'd be getting up at 4 a.m. to get to the gym and back and showered by 6 a.m. to start work until 2:30. Doable, but not sustainable. I think that's where I would fail, is that just doesn't sound sustainable. 4 a.m. wake ups are going to get old really fast. And but I also think that I might try just to see how I feel. So I don't know, we'll go from there. That's something that just kind of popped in my head. But working out in the morning has always been preferable for me, but I just hate to move my shift because of it. Because getting off at 2:30 is great, even though I could really get off at 5:30 since I work from home. And I just would go right, I'd roll right into my evening as opposed to, but the flip side of that is that when I do have to go into work, I still have to work that same shift, and that sucks. Because the traffic in and out of the city at that time of day is pretty crappy. So, but all right, I've gone on long enough. I'm rambling now. So day one, 335. My goal is about 2 pounds a week, so 333. Now, I'm almost certain by the end of this week, I'll probably be under 333, just because of the water weight. My body just, like, it sheds water weight and then it picks it up as soon as I do something wrong, and then it sheds it, and just it's a cycle. So my weight just, like, yo-yos crazy. But where the goal is to get that water weight out and then kind of keep it out. Initially, when I started working out, you know, I wanted the recovery, so those carbs definitely help with that. But now that I feel like I'm pretty acclimated to the gym, I'm gonna be all right as far as recovery goes. So I'm going to start focusing on shedding that water weight and keeping it off. But all right, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.